Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, February 17th. Coming up, we'll learn why Illinois lawmakers just ignored legislation to ban school-based ticketing. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The CU International Film Festival on Saturday in Urbana opened with a red carpet gala, followed by a film screening. IPM student reporter Diana Jung has more from the third annual event.
The sold-out event featured films from Hungary, Brazil, and the U.S., including a short film, Somewhere in Between. Toward the end of the story, one of the characters pushes two others into a device that looks like a time machine. The audience erupted in laughter when it turned out it was just a tall metal box. Audience member Firdaus Musamakh recently moved to the U.S. from Morocco. She says she came to meet people who appreciate the art of filmmaking.
It's just to share art simply and find people that have the same interests as you are and to celebrate films and celebrate cultures and diversity and all of that.
Organizers said the goal of the festival is to entertain, educate, and elevate. I'm Diana Zhang, IPM News.
Early voting opens later this morning at 11 a.m. at the U of I Illini Union for Urbana's February 25th Democratic primary election. The early voting center at the Union will be open this week from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Champaign County Brookins Center is also available for early voting. Both are offering additional voting hours this coming weekend and the day before the election. Voters in Urbana can cast a ballot in the race for mayor and for the Ward 2 and Ward 4 city council seats. IPM News has put together a voter guide ahead of Urbana's primary election. You can find interviews with both mayoral candidates and learn more about the city council races at ipmnewsroom.org. A new tool will allow visitors to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield to explore Lincoln's life through a digital reality. The app Lincoln Unlocked provides an interactive experience with extra history lessons and guided tours, all through your digital device. Executive Director Christina Schutt says visitor feedback led to the idea of offering tours focused on the impact of women and African Americans in Lincoln's time.
We're a community-centered museum, and so we want to hear from our community about how we can continue to improve the experience and make it better for them. And so absolutely, we intend to continue adding to the app experience and providing more of these deep dives into these untold stories.
The app also acts as an accessibility aid for visitors who are deaf or visually impaired and is free to download. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team won their eighth game in a row yesterday at home against Nebraska, 77-68. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
Illinois senior Adelai McKenzie led the team with 23 points and 7 assists. The team took control of the game in the third quarter, where they outscored Nebraska 22-13. The Illini now have an overall record of 21-5. And are 11-4 against Big Ten Conference opponents. Illinois will travel to play the number one overall UCLA Bruins next on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn why Illinois lawmakers just introduced legislation to ban school-based ticketing. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a chance of flurries and a high of 17 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 0 degrees, wind chill values between minus 10 and minus 20 with a north wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 12 degrees, wind chill values between minus 5 and minus 15, the northeast wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of 6 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour, and for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 16 degrees and a north wind 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, it's President's Day. We'll bring you two conversations with authors who've looked at how the actions of past presidents still echo today, especially in how they dealt with the press. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois lawmakers just introduced legislation to ban school-based ticketing. It's where students receive fines for city ordinance violations for in-school behavior. Peter Medlin reports.
In the fall of 2019, when Amara Harris was a junior at Naperville North High School, she was accused of stealing a classmate's AirPods. She says she was looking for hers and grabbed the wrong pair by accident before realizing the mistake and returning them to the dean. Still, Harris was ticketed by school police, which included a fine of up to $500. Harris and her mother, Marla Baker, decided to fight the ticket. It took years, but in 2023, a jury found her innocent.
The 4.5-year process was very, very hard on us emotionally, physically, mentally, financially. Just to be holding your breath for 4.5 years, not knowing how her future would look.
Her mom says Amara's had trouble opening up and trusting people since then. She'd never been in trouble before. She was worried if having a ticket on her record would hurt her ability to get scholarships or her license to become a veterinarian.
As a mom, there's nothing I could do to give those 4.5 years back to her. There's nothing. She's not the same. She's changed.
They also filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the city of Naperville. And Harris's school district isn't the only one where students are ticketed. Last year, two organizations filed a federal civil rights complaint against Rockford Public Schools, alleging discriminatory discipline practices, including their use of school-based ticketing. Over the past two full school years, school police wrote Rockford students more than 250 city ordinance violation tickets for in-school behavior. That adds up to $58,329 worth of fines. Nicholas Meyer is the city of Rockford's former legal director. He oversaw those code violation hearings.
Small fine can be an effective tool to deter behavior. I do believe that.
At districts like RPS, students caught with marijuana don't just get a detention or suspension from their school, they also receive a ticket. Most of the citations were for possession of less than 30 grams of cannabis, but others were for trespassing, and some students who got in fights received breach of peace tickets. The tickets usually cost around $150, but can be as high as $750. To contest it, they have to show up at a code meeting at City Hall on a Wednesday during the school day. Families generally have 30 days to pay the fine, and if they don't, Meyer says they don't hound families for the money. But those fees can skyrocket if they're sent to a collections agency. Documents obtained by WNIJ say that many of the tickets were sent to collections, but Meyer says that they never were.
No cases were ever sent to collections. That would have gone through our finance department. We have no record of that. Yeah, it was just a sort of a quirk in the system. But we have not and will not be sending cases to collections.
He says that nearly $60,000 is more than he expected, but that not every ticket gets paid since they don't send families to collections. Only two tickets have been issued to students this school year, both of which are still pending. And the city's legal department says they're working on an agreement with the school district to stop school-based ticketing. And RPS says there are certain offenses, like drug possession, that they're legally mandated to notify the police about. It's not the schools writing the ticket. It's the police, even if those police officers are contracted with the district. Amy Galvin is with the education advocacy group Stand for Children, and she says even if that's true, there are plenty of communities where students aren't ticketed.
In our research and our outreach, we have found that those schools are functioning perfectly well.
State Representative LaShawn Ford just introduced a bill to stop school-based ticketing. His bill changes the Illinois school code to ban school personnel, including school police, from issuing tickets for municipal code violations.
Catch young people with like a vape pen. I don't know if police need to be involved in that. I mean, you could simply take it.
Galvin with Stand for Children says schools have better options to correct misbehavior and that ticketing just punishes families. Back in Naperville, Amara's mom's advocacy now extends far beyond just her daughter. Marla has been meeting with school administrators around the state to try to end school-based ticketing in Illinois. She says that no family should have to go through the stress that hers did, and that she hopes Representative Ford's legislation can make sure of it. I'm Peter Medlin.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Diana Jung, Arjun Tucker, Isabella Nieto, Colin Hyslope, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.